Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most effective roller tools in old-school drum and bass, a call-and-response bass riff that feels alive, menacing, and tight. Then we're going to resample it so it becomes something we can chop, reshape, and push even further in Ableton Live 12. The big idea here is simple, but it hits hard. Instead of writing a bass line that just repeats the same movement over and over, we're giving it a conversation. One phrase asks the question. The next phrase answers it, and the answer should not just copy the first idea with a different note. It should change the energy. That tiny shift is what makes the loop feel intentional, human, and timeless. Now, before we touch the bass, let's set up the groove. In drum and bass, the bass only really works when the drums leave it room to speak. So start with a simple foundation at 172 to 174 BPM. Keep it basic. Kick and snare, a tight hat pattern. Maybe a lightly shuffled break layer if you want more jungle character. Don't overcook the drums. The bass is the main event here. If you use a break layer, high-pass it so it doesn't fight the sub. Around 120 to 180 Hz is usually a good starting point. And keep an eye on your headroom. You want space on the master, not a red light disaster. Give yourself room to work. Now let's write the riff. Open a MIDI track and choose either Waveeatable or Operator. If you want something thicker and more aggressive, Waveeatable is a great first choice. If you want a cleaner, more controlled low-end idea, Operator works beautifully too. For the call phrase, write something short and syncopated. Think 2 to 4 notes max. Put the notes on the loft beats. Let them jab a little and keep the rhythm doing most of the work. In old-school DNB, the rhythm is often the hook more than the harmony. Try anchoring the phrase around the root, a minor third, a fourth, and a fifth. Keep it in one key. Keep it focused. And resist the temptation to make it too musical. We want attitude, not chord school. Then for the response phrase, do the opposite in character. Make it lower, a little smoother, maybe slightly longer. You can let it breathe more. You can even use fewer notes than the call. If the call is sharp and rude, the response can be darker, deeper, and more grounded. That contrast is what sells the conversation. A really good trick here is to think in terms of micro-contrast instead of complexity. Don't immediately add more notes. Try shifting one note a few ticks later. Try shortening one tail. Try making the second phrase a touch more sustained. Even tiny changes in timing, envelope, or octave can make the whole riff feel much more purposeful. Now we shape the tone. On Waveeatable, start with saws or saw and square combination. Detune slightly and keep the unison modest. You don't need a giant wide super saw for this. In fact, too much width can blur the groove. Use a low-pass filter and bring in a little filter drive if you want more bite. On Operator, go for a sine or triangle-based foundation and add enough harmonic movement to make it speak. Operator is great if you want the bass to stay tight and mono-friendly. After the synth, add some stock Ableton processing. Saturator is your friend here. A few dB of drive can make the bass feel much more alive, especially before resampling. Then use auto filter for subtle movement and EQ8 to clean up any muddy low mid buildup. If it starts getting cloudy around 200 to 400 Hz, trim that area gently. And if you need a mono check, use utility and keep the low end disciplined. Here's the important part. Make the two phrases feel different before you print them. For the call, you might brighten the filter a little, push a bit more saturation, and make the envelope shorter and punchier. For the response, you might darken the filter slightly, ease off the drive, and let the note ring a touch longer. You can even add a little glide or pitch bend if your instrument supports it. The point is to make the second phrase feel like a real answer, not just a copied reply. Now it's time to resample. Create a new audio track and route the synth track into it. Arm the track and record a few passes of the riff. If you want the full sound design printed, use PostFX. If you want a cleaner signal to work with later, use PreFX. My advice? Record more than one pass. Take one with the call more aggressive. Take another where the response is a bit darker or more hollow. Later, you can steal the best moments from each one. That is a massive part of the workflow here. When the print is done, rename your clips clearly so you know what you're dealing with. Something like bass call print, bass response print, or bass full tube bar print. Keep it organized. When you're moving fast, good labeling saves you from creative chaos. Why resample at all? Because once the riff is audio, it stops being just a MIDI idea and starts becoming a performance you can edit. You can chop the exact transient you like. You can reverse a tail. You can pull a hit forward. You can make the loop feel more broken and more human. That is huge for rollers, because the groove often comes from little imperfections and rearrangements, not from lots of new notes. Now take that audio and start chopping. You can either cut it directly on the timeline or drop it into Simpler and use Slice mode. If you're working fast, Simpler is brilliant. It lets you resequence the best hits without getting lost in manual editing. If you prefer to work directly with Auto, split the clip at the transient points and move the pieces around by hand. A good move is to take the first hit of the call and repeat it once. That gives the phrase urgency. Then leave a little gap before the response lands. That tiny pocket of silence can feel huge in DNB. You can also reverse one tail, or add a tiny pitch-shifted copy of one slice for variation. Just don't go overboard. We want the bass to stay like a weapon, not a glitch demo. Now let's protect the low end. If your resampled audio has too much sub in it, split the layers. Keep one track as the sub layer, and make it clean and centered. Use EQ8 or a low-pass approach to keep only the low frequencies you actually need, and put utility on it with width at 0 if necessary. Then on the mid-bass layer, high-pass around 90 to 140 Hz so the sub has its own length. This matters a lot in drum and bass. A bass line can feel massive in headphones and still fall apart on a club system if the low end isn't disciplined. Keep the sub mono. Keep the mids controlled. Let the stereo stuff live higher up, where it won't wreck the foundation. From there, send everything to a bass bus and glue it together lightly. A small amount of glue compressor can help the layers feel like one instrument. A touch of saturator can bind the tone. EQ8 can smooth out any harshness if the resampled mids are too aggressive. And if you want the loop to keep evolving, a tiny bit of auto-filter automation over several bars can do a lot without distracting from the main idea. If you want a slightly darker or more modern edge, you can experiment with subtle movement effects on the mid layer only, like frequency shifter or a very restrained chorus or phaser. But keep the depth low and always check mono. The low end should stay stable first, exciting second. Now let's think arrangement. A two-bar call and response riff is already a powerful loop, but it becomes much more effective when you place it inside a larger phrase. Try building a 16-bar drop around it. Let the main riff hit strong in the first two bars, then change one detail in the next two bars. Remove a note, reverse a hit, add a ghost response. Then maybe strip the bass for a beat before the read entry. That kind of tension and release is what makes a roller feel like it's moving forward without needing constant new material. A strong trick here is to change one thing every 4 or 8 bars. Not everything, just one thing. Maybe the response gets muted on the repeat. Maybe the filter opens a little. Maybe a tiny pickup note appears before the next loop. These small shifts keep the brain engaged and stop the section from feeling pasted together. If you want to push the idea further, try a response inversion. That means the answer doesn't rise or resolve in the obvious way. It drops instead. Or try delaying the response by half a bar every 8 bars for that old-school wait for it feeling. Or keep the same notes, but shift the second bar slightly against the grid to create a looser rolling feel. These are subtle moves, but subtle is often what makes the biggest difference in DNB. You can also add a very quiet transient layer, like a noise burst or tiny click, just to help the bass speak a little faster. Keep it low in the mix. Its job is to help the attack, not steal the spotlight. One more important teacher note here. Always audition the riff with a snare soloed against it. That's where a lot of bass ideas reveal their weaknesses. If the bass sounds huge alone but steps on the snare, it's not actually working yet. In drum and bass, the snare is sacred. The bass has to make room for it. So, to recap the workflow, write a short call and a contrasting response, shape them with automation, print them to audio, chop the best parts, tighten the groove, control the sub, and then let the arrangement evolve through small changes over time. That's the path to a roller that feels timeless instead of over-designed. For a quick practice challenge, make 3 versions of the same 2-bar riff. First, make one bright and punchy. Second, make one darker and heavier with more saturation. Third, chop the resampled audio into a fresh loop with one reversed slice and one missing hit gap. Keep everything in one key. Use only stock Ableton devices, and make sure at least one version sounds solid in mono. Then steal the best idea from each one and build a final 4-bar drop loop. If you remember just one thing from this lesson, make it this. In old-school DNB, the power is in phrasing, contrast, and restraint. Don't just write more notes. Write a better conversation. Then print it, chop it, and let the resample become part of the performance. That's how you get that timeless roller momentum.